For the Obama administration, it was Attorney General Eric Holder who took center stage in Ferguson, Missouri, not the president. And the last time he weighed in was Monday. After the killing of Trayvon Martin in 2012, President Obama spoke about how he was personally touched. But critics say he's been too quiet now in the aftermath of Michael Brown's shooting. Karen Grigsby Bates of NPR's Code Switch team reports.
Many observers argue that Attorney General Eric Holder often speaks frankly about race when the president can't or won't.
This has engendered a conversation that I think we ought to have, but we can't stop at that conversation.
That was Holder speaking at a Thursday press conference. Earlier in the week, Holder became the highest-ranking administration official to visit Ferguson. At a local diner, he explained to residents why he came to their troubled town.
We want to listen. That's the main part of this trip. We want to listen to hear about the issues that you all are dealing with and see, are there ways in which we can help?
Many black political thinkers say President Obama himself needs help connecting on this issue, that his Monday remarks on Ferguson fell flat. They say this is the moment that he needs to be the black president, not just a president who happens to be black. Mary C. Curtis is a contributor to the Washington Post's She the People column. She wants Obama to speak more personally about how law enforcement treats African Americans.
And when he talks about black men being profiled, he is a person who is the president of the United States who has also been profiled.
In Ferguson, Holder shared his stories of being profiled, explaining to young black people at a community college that he understands their uneasy relationship with the police. While that event was closed to the press, in the past, an open mic hasn't stopped Holder from speaking boldly on race.
In things racial, we have always been, and we, I believe, continue to be, in too many ways, essentially a nation of cowards.
That was Holder in February of 2009. He offered those remarks at a Justice Department Black History Month event just days after he took office. That kind of blunt talk is what some of the president's black supporters wish Obama would try more often. But can he? Comedians Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele built a now famous series of skits around Obama's reserve, with the president, played by Peele, and Key serving as his official anger translator, Luther.
I just want to say to my critics, I hear your voices, and I'm aware of your concerns.
So maybe if you can chill the hell out for like a second, then maybe I can focus on some you know?
That goes for everybody.
Some observers suggest that Holder is Obama's real-life Luther, but also that Ferguson presents a unique challenge to the president. Andra Gillespie is a professor of political science at Emory University. She says that conflicting narratives about Michael Brown's killing and what happened in the streets afterward make it tough for Obama to take a stand.
So since the facts of the case have not been 100% clear, I think President Obama's been a little reticent to speak out.
Others say that's just an excuse.
America did not vote for Eric Holder, okay? America voted for Barack Obama.
Jason Johnson is a political science professor at Ohio's Hiram College. He spoke on a cell phone from Ferguson, where he traveled to observe the protests.
When it comes to gravitas and power and symbolism, there is no substitute for the President of the United States speaking.
When there were riots after the acquittal of the Los Angeles police who beat Rodney King, Johnson says, people wanted to hear from President George H.W. Bush. Not just the facts, but his feelings. And they did.
What you saw and what I saw on the TV video was revolting. I felt anger. I felt pain. I thought, how can I explain this to my grandchildren?
Johnson believes Ferguson represents a similar crisis and that some presidential anger is appropriate. And he insists that's not a job Obama should delegate to the Attorney General. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.